This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. A poet and playwright just saw his first novel published. The crime story is set in today's Detroit by someone who seems to really know the city. Stephen Mack Jones joins us now to talk about his first book, August Snow. For a guy born in Lansing, you seem to have the whole post-bankruptcy, post-Kwame Kilpatrick Detroit spot on, right down to the LED streetlights. So how much time do you spend in the city?
Well, thank you, Lester. Not as much as I used to. I used to work in the city, advertising, Young and Rubicam, McCann Erickson. So I was down in Tower 400, then Tower 200 of the Renaissance Center, mm-hmm. when the city was still struggling. But I go down occasionally, and I see all of the tremendous strides that the city has made. There's still a lot that needs to be done, but...
Yeah, this show has revealed again and again a lot more in the neighborhoods need to be done.
Right.
So let's talk about the character. The book is named after August Snow, August Octavius Snow. What's his backstory?
Well, his backstory is he is a ex-Detroit cop, a former Detroit cop. He was fired from the force because he was investigating the mayor's office. And as a result of that investigation, he was unceremoniously fired. He sues the city, wins a very large settlement, and then goes off to Europe and the Mediterranean pretty much to drink himself to death.
Yeah, it was kind of a round-the-world bar crawl.
Exactly. Yeah. Diving to the bottle of bourbon. So, but he returns. He returns to his Mexican town neighborhood and his Mexican town home, and tries to make a go of it.
Now, his father was African-American, his mother Latina, and as you say, lives in Mexican town. Why that neighborhood?
Mexican town is one of the most vital, beautiful, tremendously welcoming neighborhoods I can think of in Detroit. And there are a number of great neighborhoods in Detroit. But whenever I say Mexican town, whenever I think Mexican town, I think the warmth of the people, the warmth of the food. It's just a great place, and it has a tremendous history.
Overall, how does your character, August Snow, see Detroit?
I think August sees Detroit much as... As I see Detroit, and that is the best frenemy you'll ever have.
I get that. I understand that. You mentioned he moved into Mexican town to his parents' house, and he also put some of his money, this settlement money that
yes.
he got, into rehabbing houses on his block. Why did you decide on that little bit of philanthropy?
Well, August had a wonderful childhood, two loving parents, his father, who was also a Detroit cop, and his mother, Mexican-American, homemaker, painter, loved poetry. So he is the product of two very rich cultures brought together by two very loving parents. So even though he's ambivalent about his relationship with Detroit, he is very clear about his love of his parents, the way he was raised, the cultures that are brought together in him, and his neighborhood.
I have to tell you, some of the details that you put into this really got to me. And one of them, I smiled when you mentioned Cabresto tequila a couple of times.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I recently did a little feature on the Lopez family at their tire shop and talked about their tequila, which they're making in Mexico and importing. It's pretty fine stuff, too. How did you learn about it?
Well, I learned about Cabresto from the Hour magazine article that was done on the Lopez family and Cabresto tequila. And I was, like I'm sure many people were, I was taken aback. I was surprised that one of the country's best tequilas was made by a family in Detroit. That is amazing. So I find this out, and then I'm talking with my brother-in-law, Tim, and he said, oh, yeah, one of his children, daughter. Oh, she likes the finer tequilas. I don't know why she likes that, but she asked me to go out and get something called, oh, I don't know, Cabresto. And I went nuts. It was like, yeah, that's made in Detroit.
Well, made by a Detroit family.
Yes.
It wouldn't be tequila if it weren't made in Mexico. You know, one of the reviews I read about your book, August Snow, described the writing as, quote, convincing smartass dialogue, end quote. How naturally does that come to you?
Fairly accurate as far as I'm concerned, except for when I'm at home. Being a smartass at home can get me in trouble with my lovely wife. But, yeah, pretty close.
That same review was pretty critical. It indicated the plot starts to go off the rails. What's your reaction when you get that kind of gut punch review?
You know, it really wasn't too much of a gut punch, primarily because I was satisfied with the story that I told. And I understand that everyone is going to have a different opinion. Publishers Weekly was one. On the other hand, there are the reviews from the Wall Street Journal, the Minneapolis Times Tribune that are exceedingly positive.
One I read says, it's easy to overlook any flaws because of a hugely likable hero who uses his wealth to bring his neighborhood back to life, adding up to a very pleasurable read. So there's that.
Yes.
It's a crime story. What was it about that genre that attracted you?
I have long been a fan of the classic mysteries. Sir Arthur Conan Doyle's Sherlock Holmes, Chester Himes, Robert B. Parker, especially Parker. I loved Parker, and talk about a gut punch. It was a gut punch to me when he died. Mm. So I love mystery. I love thriller. And that's what brought me to August Snow.
If you don't mind, I'd like to ask you to read a little bit of the book. Give us a little tone for it.
Of course. This little bit takes place at a church downtown Detroit called St. Aloysius. It's a Catholic church. And here he's speaking with one of the Franciscan brothers that runs the church. I told Father Grabowski I'd just returned from visiting my parents' graves. Big Jake, the cemetery groundskeeper, a grizzled black bear of a man, had caught me laying down a bag of cashews, my mom's favorite snack, and pouring out a dram of 21-year-old Auchinshon single malt scotch for my dad on the ground covering his grave. The priest nodded. They're always in my prayers, August. I said, for what I just dropped in the collection plate, Padre, I'm thinking maybe they should be in your morning and afternoon prayers, too. And again I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. Oh, that's pretty good, I said playfully. You should write that down. Matthew 19:24, Father Grabowski said with a wide, yellow-toothed grin. Yet another reason why you'll never be on Jeopardy, jackass.
That's great, thanks. I'm wondering if this, nationally, this renewed fascination for Detroit will help you sell some books.
Well,
Detroit's trendy right now.
Yeah, it is. I'm hoping that it does, only because I love the writing process. No one really writes to stuff it away unless you're Franz Kafka. But I love the process. I hope that more people do read it. I'm proud of it. My publisher has been very supportive of me, Soho Press. And as far as Detroit being trendy, I'm really surprised. I'm just baffled. I mean, it's great that it is. You know, the restaurants, the new housing that's going up, even though it's fairly expensive. But yeah, anybody out there outside of Detroit, try the Cabresto tequila. Try Valentine vodka.
I know this is just your first book, but people I saw were already asking, are we going to hear more from August Snow in the future?
August and I have been talking. And yes, you will. There are too many stories that can be told about Detroit, about the people in Detroit, about what's going on in Detroit. And I think August has his opinions. He ain't ready to shut up yet.
I understand you're going around to bookstores talking to people. What's the response been?
The response has been very positive. In fact, I'm genuinely surprised and pleased. People that haven't picked up a book in 3, 4, 5 years because of their busy schedules, they've read it and greatly enjoyed it. People who are aficionados of the mysteries genre, the thriller genre, they love it. It's been really wonderful.
That's Stephen Mac Jones. He is the writer behind the Detroit-based crime story, August Snow. It's out now, available now, and it's a fun read. We'll put any upcoming events on our website to let you know if you want to go see, visit with Stephen Mac Jones to talk about August Snow. That's at michiganradio.org. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.